other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is already Friday, and we're talking about the 18th day of March 2005. Andre Aglazian will be joining us coming up in the next hour to talk about our private central bank, the Federal Reserve. Look at this BBC News article, Lab Fireball May Be Black Hole. A fireball created in a U.S. particle accelerator has the characteristics of a black hole, a physicist has said. It was generated at the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider in New York, U.S., which smashes beams of gold nuclei together at near light speeds. Now, I've talked a lot about this. These particle accelerators, top physicists, top scientists, have said could create an antimatter chain reaction and destroy thousands of square miles, an entire planet, an entire solar system, or even blow a huge hole in a galaxy. I mean, back in the 40s, my friends, they were making A-bombs that blow up whole cities. It's 2005. And a large majority of top physicists have warned the government and other scientists, and they don't stop, they don't care. The globalists just keep on doing it because they're on power trips and think that they're invincible. Very scary article from the BBC, and this is the real deal. We will be discussing this, and it just illustrates what could happen. The San Francisco Chronicle and the Associated Press have reported that the government, the Pentagon, in the last decade, has successfully developed antimatter bombs, antimatter warheads. Boy, if that doesn't get the NSA listening, I don't know what will. But this is the kind of stuff the general public really has no idea about, even though it's in the scientific journals. Antimatter bombs, boy, that's just wonderful. And the excuse is, well, if we don't develop it, somebody else will. Wonder how long we're going to be here. Wonder how long there's even going to be a planet, ladies and gentlemen. Japanese spy plane flies near islands disputed with South Korea. Malibu gas station already charging more than $3 a gallon. Pentagon developing super speed aircraft, says report. And, of course, they're going to be unmanned. In a blow to Lord Bush, senators reject cuts to Medicaid. McGuire refuses to say if he took steroids or not. Hey, what's wrong? You should probably be governor of a major state. McGuire said he admired Hitler. He might be able to become president. Of course, he doesn't, so he won't be able to. But it's bad if you use steroids. Good if Lord Schwarzenegger uses them. And more on the Russian war games aimed at practicing invasion of Taiwan. Also, Israel armed itself with nuclear devices. They have submarines and cruise missiles and medium-range missiles and fighter bombers and bombers, and they're ready. Also, EU fusses over cyberhumans. Yes, that's the Register headline. We'll tell you the details of that as well. U.S. Army asks for longer estimates as recruitment number falls. They lower their recruitment level so they can claim they're reaching their goal. That's a nice way of cooking the books. This and a lot more coming up on the other side of this quick break. And your calls, toll free at 1-800-259-9231. And the websites, Infowars.com and Infowars.net.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Andre Eggleston, or Eggleston, is joining us coming up in the next hour to talk about our private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, who has created a system where it's impossible for us to ever get out of debt. It is a system, just like the IMF and World Bank system, when we have their own documents, designed to destroy the middle class, to create a giant underclass, and have a teeny tiny elite running and owning everything. It is not free market. It is criminal. It is the centerpiece of the New World Order. And for years and years and years, I mean, every week I talked about the Federal Reserve. Every week I talked about aspartame and fluoride. And, you know, these are the staple issues, the Uniform Commercial Code, the comprehensive annual financial reports. These are the things that I talked about predominantly before 9/11. I mean, in the year before 9/11, I started talking more and more about government-sponsored terrorism because I could see that they were preparing to move into the martial law phase. But it is important to bring back experts on the Federal Reserve. We've had them all on, the Eustace Mullins of the world, the Red Beckmans of the planet, the Congressman Ron Pauls, the folks that write the books like The Creature from Jekyll Island. We have them all on from time to time. But Andre, who's coming on the next hour, has written a great book. He's very informed, very articulate when it comes to the Federal Reserve. It'll be the first time he joins us, so I'm looking forward to that coming up in the next hour. And again, as I said in the last segment, we'll have wide open phones today.
at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Let me plunge into this right now. In the last 10 years, I like to read some scientific journals, just occasionally. I'm not a big science buff, but I find it interesting. And I know that when they were going to build the superconducting super collider outside Dallas, Texas, just south of Dallas, in the Waxahachie area, it was going to be the biggest superconducting super collider in the world. Now it's an underground private CIA training base. I'm not kidding. That's the Dallas Morning News. The thing is like, you know, 80 feet high inside. They built about two-thirds of it. It goes for, I forget, almost 100 miles. The thing is gigantic. It's huge. And they canceled it. They canceled it, and then they transferred much of its funding and its experts to the European Union's superconducting super collider that they did construct. But there's lots of these superconducting super colliders, but the bigger they are, the more sophisticated tests they can do. And for those that don't know what a superconducting super collider is, basically it's a couple generations more advanced than the technologies that developed the atom bomb and the hydrogen bomb. The nuclear age, as it was called back in the 60s. And the majority of top physicists and theoretical physicists and scientists of the mathematical persuasion that study this, even though they want government funding, they've been honest and said, look, we don't know what these superconducting super colliders will do. We don't know what these fission fusion reactors will do. There's a whole class of this stuff. It could create an artificial sun, which they actually do in miniature, and then use these giant fields that they project to hold it in place, to try to derive energy from it. They've got these big devices where they can take one element and create a totally new element. They've created hundreds of new elements, but it's so expensive to make the new elements that they can't mass produce them. And you tell the average person this. I mean, I get emails laughing at me. I've gotten calls before on the TV show, which sometimes, you know, you get more of a dumbed-down audience watching than this incredibly intelligent and informed audience. And you're crazy. They can't make black holes. They can't make suns. They can't. They don't. There's no such thing as all this when I'm, you know, reading scientific journals, major magazines. It's, you know, most people who read know about this. Unfortunately, a lot of Americans don't. It's kind of like genetic engineering. I've told the stories of people tapping me on the shoulder. Hey, man, you're a liar. There's no such thing as spider goats. You know, I had biology in 73 at UT, and, well, it's 2000, buddy. You know, back at, I mean, you know, I've had the CEO on. It's CNN. It's CBS News. I mean, people deny stuff that is already public. It's like world government. The media and the culture told us there's no such thing as world government in the last 20 years. If anybody talks about it, they're a kook. Or it's code word for racism or some other mindlessness. And then now, you know, you read the CBC News articles, you read the big Canadian papers, the Mexican papers, we're losing our sovereignty, Pan-American Union, they're signing the documents. And this is in the last month. And I've got some of the mainstream news articles out of Canada on this today, Chertoff. Homeland Security heads going, hey, it's not the American Union. Don't worry about top off three, this big drill with Canada. You know, don't worry, we're not taking your sovereignty now. Canadians, don't protest. Well, that's exactly what it is. But because they told you it didn't exist, see, they're good at this. Before they roll something out, before they announce something, before they do something, they tell you it doesn't exist. Bad people say it exists. And they say it thousands of times. You hear it, so when they finally announce it, you still don't criticize it because it's almost like, well, it's taboo. It's politically incorrect. It's like black helicopters. You know, that's just kind of an iconic cultural word or term for government black ops, for covert operations in this country. four super secret special forces that have done anti-terror drills in the last 10 years, terrorizing almost every major city in the country, firing bullets into restaurants while people eat in Miami, crashing helicopters in downtown Houston and killing people, blowing up police stations 3 days after the police move out, terrorizing citizens. I mean, if you've seen Police State 2000, you've seen police chiefs on video saying they tried to bribe them, police chiefs admitting foreign troops, you know, next door to nursing homes, blowing up buildings. And look, I have to admit, 10 years ago, people call into my show, Alex, black helicopter, you know, I live in Old St. Louis, and they were flying around. It's in the newspaper. I'd go, I wasn't using the Internet at that time. I'd go, yeah, sure. You know, the Internet was so fledgling, like in 95. I had a computer, wasn't even online, but got going in 96. And finally, the newspaper article started coming in. I'd say, mail that to me. Well, it'd come in the mail. I'd be reading mainstream news articles, special forces firing automatic weapons. The public was terrified. People had heart attacks. Thought it was a Russian attack. So I said, well, why then does the news keep making fun of black helicopter people? I mean, these are in newspapers, but never on the national news. Always in a regional newspaper. And so then when you talked about it, you got attacked. And you'd hear I remember a Dish Network ad or some ad for satellite TV, and it's, yeah, black helicopters are flying around, and I'm going to be washing cars on Mars for the Martians. And it was like some weird kooky guy talking part of the ad. And he just everywhere it was, you're a kook if you talk about it. You're a kook if you discuss it. It doesn't exist. And then they started attacking Texas, and I'm sitting in the police chief of San Antonio's office going, well, they tried to bribe us, and big satchels of money, and I went to other towns, smoking buildings, video of black helicopters attacking. And then I was in the front page of the Statesman, headline, Army terrorizes South Texas, black helicopters swarm, and they admitted it, but then right next to it, called me a conspiracy theorist because I didn't like it. So they were still creating a stigma. It's really weird. Well, it's the same thing with these superconducting super colliders and these other high-tech systems they've got, these other laboratories. I mean, here's the BBC... today, the 18th of March, 05, lab fireball may be black hole, which is exactly, I know it doesn't exist, I understand. A fireball created in a U.S. particle accelerator has the characteristics of a black hole, a physicist has said. It was generated at the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider in New York, U.S., which smashes beams of gold nuclei together at near light speed. Because of gold's reflectivity, it's perfect for high-speed acceleration. And Horiatu Nasati says his calculations show the core of the fireball has a striking similarity to a black hole. His work has been published in the preprint website, arxiv.org, and is reported in the New Scientist magazine. When the gold nuclei smash into each other, they are broken into particles called quarks and gluons. I'm pronouncing that right. I know it's quarks. These form a ball of plasma about 300 times hotter than the surface of the sun. That's a real good idea. Do that here on the planet. If you want to do that, go out to Mars and do it. The fireball, which lasts just... There needs to be a law this cannot be done on the planet. That will, by the way, encourage space exploration for... Then you get into the problem of the people off-planet are more advanced and they dominate us. I know. This is all going to happen, too, if we don't kill ourselves. These form a ball of plasma about 300 times hotter than the surface of the sun. This fireball, which lasts just 10 million billion billions of a second, can be detected because it absorbs jets of particles produced by the beam collisions. And the problem with this is if that black hole gets purchased and starts feeding on outside particles, it can start growing. Oh boy, not very good. But the scientist at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, says there is something unusual about it. 10 times as many jets are being absorbed by the fireball as were predicted by calculations. The Brown researcher thinks the particles are disappearing into the fireball's core and reappearing as thermal radiation. Just a matter is thought to fall into a black hole and come out as a Hawking radiation. The physicist Hawking. We'll be back. Stay with us.
truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Government and private corporations are doing genetic engineering, in many cases having no idea what it's going to cause, what it's going to do. They could give rise to super viruses or super bacteria that could wipe out hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people. They are wildly engaging in cross-species engineering, chimeras. They are just hand over fist in an out-of-control, uncontrolled revolution, engaging in all of this manipulation with the very makeup of matter itself at the subatomic level. The Pentagon is now admitting they have, it's just quietly admitted, Oh, yeah, we are developing antimatter bombs. Oh, that's nice. They're just doing it all. And then they just, believe me, if they're telling you about this, it's a lot more advanced. We have up in New York, same place they've got the military bases with these spider goats that produce body armor out of their udders, their milk. It goes on, however, even if the ball of plasma is a black hole, it is not thought to pose a threat. At these energies and distances, gravity is not the dominant force in a black hole. But I thought you just said that this isn't following any of the mathematics they previously were subscribing to. And Hawking had been saying he thought he was wrong about his black hole theory of it emitting a type of dark radiation. Again, the Brown researcher thinks the particles are disappearing into the fireball's core and reappearing as thermal radiation, just as a matter is thought to fall into black holes and come out as Hawking radiation. But again, I'm not the big physicist. I just listened to some of the most respected physicists out there, and they say this is very dangerous. But hey, ever onward and upward. We had stuff back in the late 40s that would blow up whole cities. Imagine how big and powerful it is now, and let's just have fun with it. I mean, the globalists are so powerful, they wouldn't let anything bad happen. Globalists know it all. That's what they think up in their ivory towers. They're completely power drunk. And they've got that excuse, if we don't develop it, somebody else will. And so one day, you may be out there, you know, with your children at the playground, swinging them in the swings, and you feel just a millisecond of heat. When you all evaporate, or sucked into a big fat black hole, or there's a superconducting super collider reaction, and there's an explosion, and it blows up the entire planet, or maybe it just burns the surface of the Earth into a crisp. Or maybe it just blows up a few thousand square miles. Who knows what it'll do? Or maybe nothing bad will happen. Maybe it'll all be okay, even though the mathematics show there's a real good chance it'll kill everybody. That's okay. The mathematics show it. Let's just ignore it. How does that sound? Let's just keep doing it. Here, let's take different particles and slam them into blocks of uranium and plutonium and slam them into blocks of lead and gold and titanium, and let's just keep slamming them into things. Let's just do it every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, in dozens and dozens and dozens of these facilities around the world. Everything's okay. I saw PBS probably 15 years ago. That was longer than that. It's back when I lived in Dallas. I remember watching PBS one afternoon. I got home from school, and well, they had video on there. They were showing these different systems where they create fission fusion, artificial suns. They have these giant machines that, I mean, you know, multi-story buildings in size, focusing all their power into these different fields to hold the artificial suns in place. You know, I hate to use the example of a movie, but have you seen the new Spider-Man movie came out last year? And where the bad guy, I mean, a lot of the stuff they put in those comic books, you know, is from real-world stuff. You know, the bad, evil character is creating this energy source, this artificial sun, and it starts growing and sucking everything into it. Well, that comes from real scientific systems, real developments, real things. And the globalists argue, well, we've got to have a global government to control all this stuff, or some rogue nation will get it and kill all of us. The problem with that is it's the globalists that are developing all of this. And it's the globalists handing out these technologies and not restricting their deployment. I mean, if we really educated people about this, we could maintain national sovereignty and have treaties, truly independent treaties between nations, not to develop this. But that's not going to happen. The globalists have got to create a crisis so we all accept the global government. And the globalists could blow up a city and claim it was an experiment gone bad. There's also, and then get global government out of that. These are the real things we've got to face and discuss. We'll come back, take your calls, get into a bunch of other news. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
To Stavros, Stavros, Kyle, Jeff, Patrick, and others here in just a minute or two, and then I'm going to plunge into all the other economic and geopolitical news. More information about the Pan-American Union. Homeland Security Director Chertoff is telling Canadians, don't be upset, we're not taking your country over. He actually says, this isn't part of an American Union, because that's all over their newspapers, because the actual documents say that. They could watch Bush almost 4 years ago, coming up on 4 years ago, when he was in Canada, where they were openly on C-SPAN talking about it. It's all happening, so that's coming up as well. Before we go to your calls, in the next hour we've got an expert on the Federal Reserve joining us, a very interesting, intelligent gentleman who I look forward to just talking with, Andre Eggleston. But my friends, my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, has been shipping all week long. It is by far my best and most powerful and best produced documentary film. It is 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It's not just a great video. You also support what we're doing here, the websites, the radio show, future films, all of it. You make this broadcast possible, quite frankly. The video, the first 35 minutes, cover the nightmare police state that we saw at the RNC, the hover blimps, the sound cannons, police arresting people for no reason, threatening to arrest us over and over again. then the next hour of the film is the most concise, focused, hard-hitting 9/11 documentary out there, bar none. The film, again, is really three documentaries in one. Then the third part, a whole nother hour, is about the elite that runs things, their mindset, their ideology, their driving philosophy, what makes them tick. We show how the Nazis grew out of a German death cult that created Bohemian Grove, that created Skull and Bones, that controls our country and is supporting Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger. We also confront David Gergen, the Karl Rove of four administrations. He doesn't deny the rituals. He just says none of your business at Bohemian Grove. We also confront Michael Moore for doing a 9/11 whitewash. It's a powerful video that is nonstop information and is riveting, according to all the reviews we've been getting from folks that have been watching it at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've been putting up a lot of sections of the film, of course, for free for the general public to watch in hopes that you'll wake others up and in hopes you'll become members at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the new film in its entirety and to look at all the other videos I've done there on the website, my weekly TV reports. And, of course, on top of my weekly TV reports I do, you can now get my Best of Austin TV show. It's one Best of Austin. And the Reader's Poll, now you can get that anywhere in the country or the world if you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. Usually two episodes a week, always one episode a week. Sometimes I just run a tape for the second show if I'm really, really busy. But bottom line, folks, PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go there, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions available. It takes about a minute and a half to sign up. You get your own private secure code for your exclusive membership. Or just order a hard copy of that video, the new video, or any of the films or other books or videos I carry by other great researchers and authors at Infowars.com. You can order via the secure shopping cart. Or call toll-free to get the films or books, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. And I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I beseech thee, get the films, make copies of them. I've done the math. One video, if you make 10 copies, and half the people that get the film from you make copies, can turn into over 100 videos easily. If you, let's say 1,000 videos go out, and half the people make 10 copies, we're looking at over 1 million videos. And it is such an incredible effect that you've had, ladies and gentlemen, by making copies. So get martial law, make copies, please. 1-888-253-3139. It is up to you to take action. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Thank you so much for holding. And Stavros in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I have a story up here, keeping up, I guess, with what you could call pedophile week. I got this thing from Workers' Vanguard, which is from the Spartacist League Trotskyites. I'm just going to quote a couple of things from their article. You can find this online, too. It says about NAMBLA, which is the North American Man-Boy Lovers Association.
For those that just joined us, we did two interviews this week with Senator DeCamp exposing this,
right,
and how it connects into Gannon and the fake reporters. And then we also interviewed Tom Flacco.
You're right.
And we also interviewed a retired New York City detective, but go ahead.
That's right. So it says NAMBLA's North American Man-Boy Lovers Association name is perennially dragged through the plentiful Boston mud, having been pounded for over 20 years by media smears and witch-hunting prosecutions. We and the Spartacist League Trotskyite have repeatedly defended this tiny beleaguered group as an elementary act of proletarian decency. We oppose criminalizing their advocacy of the eminently reasonable proposition that youth who have sexual feelings be allowed to express them. NAMBLA simply advocates the decriminalization of consensual sex between men and boys. So they're basically out in the open promoting pedophilia. And what people have to remember...
Sir, and of course the Trotskyite Spartacus League, and Spartacus was the code name of Adam Weishaupt, so you can see that right there in your face. The neocons, and this is mainstream news, folks. We're talking ABC News, Globe and Mail. They are Trotskyites. We've had Ron Paul on. They were the Fourth International that said we've got to take over the conservatives in America. But the American Psychological Association, founded by the convicted CIA kidnapper, this is even on the History Channel, Dr. Ewing Cameron, came out 4 years ago and said that pedophilia is good. And then when Dr. Laura came out against it, she was boycotted and attacked. She's the bad person for being against it. I mean, give me a break.
No, this is sick. And the thing is, like, some of these people who are putting the newspaper out, like, when they were asked, oh, you know, where do you get the money to, you know, to print out so many newspapers, right? Like, these other groups like Socialist Worker, et cetera, et cetera. They're like, oh, we get money from businessmen who invest in us. And they say, oh, they don't care because they, quote, unquote, make money off of this.
But, no, but I hear you. Listen, I appreciate your call. I mean, look, on this whole horrible subject, you've got to understand, folks, that they are trying to change our worldviews. They are trying to manipulate us to accept all this. And the globalists are predators, bottom line. And NAMBLA, this was in my first film. We just mentioned it in passing. Well, we mentioned how Kurt Waldheim was a Nazi and how the UN protected him and didn't want him to lose his job. When it came out, he was a top Nazi, I mean, actually doing the killings. And then on top of it, we show how the UN has NAMBLA as a member of its non-governmental organizations. And on top of that, it's now come out with the UN putting out these child handbooks for the third world promoting this. It is so horrible. These people exploit children. They do horrible things. They need to be put in prison, or if they hurt children, they need to be executed. I want them executed after a jury of their peers finds them guilty. And in case you think this is an oxymoron or I'm being contradictory, I am for the death penalty. I just believe this government is so criminal and has been caught framing so many innocent people that I don't trust this government to carry out the death penalty. People that don't understand that, that's a three-dimensional view of politics. Again, in politics, it's either you are or you aren't. To understand this, look, I believe in the state death penalty. I believe in the state death penalty, and I do believe there should be the appeals process. It's a very serious situation. And I believe it should only be in the most extraordinary of cases, and death penalty should only be handed down in the sentencing phase by a jury of the peers. We need to kill these people. All right, it's really that, and every mammal out there on the face of the earth will defend itself and its young unto death. But I do not support a federal death penalty because the federal government is completely and totally criminal. And if it continues to federalize the states, I will oppose the death penalty outright. But there, you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We need to execute these people. Kyle in California. Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call. And,
welcome.
Thank you for your humble attitude. I really appreciate it. It's refreshing. I just want to say a few weeks ago, I vividly remember checking out MSNBC, the little bottom line where the real news is. Arnold has no regret about taking steroids, and we got all this hubbub. It's pretty funny to me.
Well, see, that's his M.O. is just flaunting. Yeah, so what? I did it to the women. Yeah, so what? I took steroids. Yeah, so what? I'm in gay magazines. Yeah, so what? Yeah, so what? I like Kurt Waldheim. I don't care if he's a Nazi. So what? I mean, it's just so what? I mean, give me a break.
What a tremendous example.
By the way, he has been the poster boy for steroids, folks. He made them fashionable in the 80s. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what a tremendous role model for our young athletes in the States here. A beautiful leader.
Let me tell you something. Listen, I know people that have taken anabolic steroids. I've talked to doctors. They are really bad for you. Now I see articles going, well, steroids aren't that bad. Oh, no, they're not that bad. They just enlarge your heart and make you aggressive and make your male genitalia basically get cancer shrivel up to nothing. I mean, who wants? This is horrible. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that was a great section in martial law there about that at the end there. And I want to say, I don't know if you intended to, but I caught myself laughing so many times at these compromising positions you would get these guys in that it's kind of a de facto comedy, I thought. But actually, I'm calling for a specific reason, Alex. I've heard a couple times about you guys commenting about, and some callers commenting about Amy Goodman and Democracy Now!, and I've heard myself around here. She's a very radical speaker and has got some pretty hardcore views, but there's also some other, it's not her that is that entire show. There's Juan Gonzalez, who's been uncovering the depleted uranium, and all kinds of other people involved in that. And I was wondering if you would have somebody on from that show and have some Bin Laden debate, because on this show there seems to be no question at all, but in the rest of the world there definitely seems to be the belief that this is our enemy. And I just wonder if you could help me out with that. I would greatly appreciate it. And thanks also for
elaborate. So, I mean, maybe I'm dense. Bin Laden, I don't understand.
Well, I'm just the view. I understand Amy Goodman in her public speeches views Bin Laden as the enemy, and there gets into this freedom fighter mindset, much like Ward Churchill. And so, instead of recognizing Bin Laden as a useful tool, like I feel he is, the view still remains
by useful tool. You mean to the globalist?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. Let me try to answer that. I have some friends who get her show on satellite on 5 days a week on Austin Cable. They're the sponsors of it. They've been very effective at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of access TV stations around the country to get the access stations, and my local, some of my friends are the sponsors of it here locally, to get it on 5 days a week. And they're also on regular cable, one on the Free Speech Network. That's how they get it, on Free Speech TV. And so I've watched, in fact, it comes on before my show. I only get the show twice a week. The show as important as this gets to be on every day, 5 days a week here locally. But I'm on right after it. And so a lot of times when I'm done setting up the live broadcast, I'll flip it on and watch 10 minutes of it. And it's just a bunch of garbage. I mean, I have to really be honest with you. I mean, yes, 80% of it's really good. Depleted uranium's bad. The globalists are bad. Globalization is bad. But, oh, Bin Laden's real, and he attacked us. And the Democrats are going to save us, and guns are bad. And the UN is good. See, the globalists know you're going to wake up to the fact that something's controlled. And they hope you knock through one level of it and then think, oh, it's liberal or conservative, or one group's good and the other group's bad. No, both sides are controlled. And then Ward Churchill takes it even further. Ward Churchill comes out and says, you know, Bin Laden's basically a freedom fighter, and the people that died in the towers weren't innocent. They were basically the technocracy of the Nazis. And that plays into the paradigm. I mean, the neocons get to point to that and see how bad the left is. See how bad they are. They're saying Al-Qaeda's good. See, they're traitors. Let's arrest all these people and put them in work camps. Whereas the facts show, you have to be an idiot not to know this if you're informed, that Al-Qaeda's CIA-controlled, that the Arabs never stood to gain from these attacks, that they've all denied it, that none of them are connected to it, that this is a CIA-controlled body with a bunch of useful idiot Arabs under it who think they're part of some jihad, when really they're the crisis creator, so the globalists can go in and take over the Middle East. And so Ward Churchill comes out and plays into that. Michael Moore comes into and plays into it. You know, Bush is an idiot. He was fishing too much. He was on too many vacations. That's why Al-Qaeda was able to attack us. Well, that takes the whole debate and falsifies it into, you know, Bin Laden really is out there still threatening us. Bin Laden's real. Bin Laden's a real threat. Not that he's a CIA creation protected by Bush and his controllers. So this is what they do, Kyle. And, Amy Goodman. Yeah, I ought to try to get Amy Goodman on this show. Jeff in Ohio. Go ahead, Jeff.
Prison TV member listening on the GCN 32K feed. I caught a almost unbelievably humorous story the other day on a news channel where they were hiding police in the woods with battery-operated radar guns, dressed up in camo to catch speeders. And after I watched it, I heard them mention a computer system that they use called the Prophecy Computer System. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, you'll love this. This is a new one. PittsburghLive.com is the it's a Valley News Dispatch, and state police computer screen is replacing colored pins on county maps to help maintain state police to predict crime trends. A goal to identify trouble spots and better direct patrols to reduce drunken driving, accidents, and deaths. And they say that this is great, a valuable tool to help protect citizens.
Well, this is all part of the militarization, and they're training our police to be covert. So, and I am aware of them dressing up in camo and hiding in the woods around the country. and so, but see, they train them on something innocuous like that, then it shifts over into something much more serious. Stay there. We'll discuss it more on the other side, Jeff.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If it keeps on raining, that's right, when the levee breaks, there's already big holes in the dam of the New World Order. Their lies are being exposed more and more readily every single day. Let's go now to Jeff and let him finish up so I can go to Patrick and Lynn and others. Jeff, This is very interesting. Yeah, everything is the military garb, the military salutes, military activity, governors, mayors, county commissioners, cops, firemen call us civilians. Well, we're all civilians. We have a civilian government. But the nomenclature is all changing. And it's all becoming militarized. Anything else?
Just, you know, it amazes me, since you've opened my eyes to the New World Order, how they use these Orwellian biblical terms to name these things that are set to control us.
Yeah, they call the big computer in Brussels, and this is mainstream news, this is not a joke, the Beast. They call these different RFID systems, Angel, Digital Angel, Archangel, Revelation, and it's a flaunting. I wasn't aware of this particular program you mentioned, but it sounds loving.
Yeah, prophecy. So you might want to check into that.
It's pre-crime. That's what they're saying. They're prophesying with their computer algorithm models. And I did know about these programs they're putting in the police cars and swiping your driver's license and cameras on the squad cars in L.A., constantly scanning faces as they drive, scanning license plates. It's all part of freedom, sir.
Well, we're lifting you up in prayer, Alex. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and,
Well, I appreciate your call, and God bless you, my friend. I salute you, Jeff in Ohio. Patrick in Tejas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
What would the police do if we took somebody against their will and drugged them like these psychiatrists do? They'd lock us up, wouldn't they?
Well, that's part of the freedom, sir.
Yeah, well, and then also, I've read that every minute and 15 seconds, there's somebody involuntarily committed into a mental institution, drugged against their will.
I too, have read that number, yes.
And I read a report of one woman where she had dried blood on her face and blood on her gown, and the police came in. They had noticed she'd bit and chewed her mom's flesh off of her mom.
Well, I think she needs to be in the mental institution.
Well, it was reported she had taken Prozac earlier, so...
No, of course.
You know, these scientists are so smart. I mean, why don't they get a brain and try it themselves, you know?
I hear you, and thanks for the call. Look, they admit that, again, they try to claim, well, that's because people are already mentally ill, they take the Prozac. No. They've done a whole bunch of big studies. These are all public over the last 20 years with these serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Now they're coming out with drugs that affect multiple base chemicals in the brain that are even worse. But we've read the studies here on air. They take people who are depressed or got problems, and they put them on Prozac-type class drugs, and they actually get worse. They put people on sugar pill, they actually get better 3-1. And they just found St. John's wort is 3-1 better when compared to Zoloft. St. John's wort really does help people. Who, let's say in the dark of the winter, have lower levels of certain hormones. If you're not getting enough sunshine, you're supposed to get out of the house. I recommend getting out in the sun instead of taking St. John's wort. But I know folks take St. John's wort and don't have any problems. That's why the government wants to restrict you having that will help you with your serotonin levels. All right, we are going to end this hour now. When we come back with the second hour, I'll get to Lynn and a few others. Then we have Andre Eggleston joining us. South Florida Speaks Out with Andre Eggleston. And he wrote the book about the Federal Reserve. Really interesting guy. I look forward to speaking with him, and I'm sure he looks forward to hearing from you with your calls as well. We'll also throw a smattering of key news articles out at him and get his take on that.